You are now tuned in with Sippin' Tea with B podcast. On this podcast, I will be bringing a unique blend of world news, updates, and insightful conversations with individuals who's running their own business as well as those who want to promote. Join host B, that's me, as I navigate through the latest headlines with a touch of humor and a depth that sets the show apart from the rest. Good morning for those who like to mourn, grand rising for those who love to rise grand, and good day for the ones who love to have a good day. You are now sipping tea with B, push that gas, kick back, relax, and sit with me as we navigate through the latest headlines. Now let's sip on this tea with honey.
What's the tea?
Dead butt syndrome is a real thing. Here's how to tell if you have it. If you are prolonged sitting, it has been established that it can develop disease to cancers and diabetes and even take years off your life. So if you are sitting down, they call that dead butt syndrome. If you are sitting down for a long time, it is also stated that it is a part of your glutes, your butt falling asleep, and they also call it amnesia of the glutes. Blood do not flow, and you will also have problems in your lower back, your ankles, your hips. So I will tell you this, if you are working from home, get one of them desks that you can press the button to stand up every once in a while. If you are just sitting down, please get up and move around at least every 30 minutes to every half an hour. Let's keep the blood flowing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not lose our health and our life just because we want to be lazy and sit down from the dead butt syndrome.
What's the tea?
What it means when your pee smells like tea and coffee. Studies have shown and said that if your urine pee smells like the coffee that you are drinking or the tea, that means you are overloading your body with coffee or tea. I have something to say about that. How about you continuously add water on top of your coffee or tea? Let's continuously hydrate ourselves, people. This is the best thing that we want to do. You do not want to go into the public bathrooms, urine, and it smells like coffee or tea.
What is the tea?
A lottery ticket player checks his tickets before he enters work. He gets a huge surprise at the gas station, come to find out he was standing in shock after he found out that he won $3 million. For those who play the lottery, continuously play because you never know your day and your chance of big winning. Those people who do not like to play the lottery at all, you just might need to play one day because you just might be the savior of your family and win the lottery.
What is the tea?
When you stop having sex, this is what happens to your blood pressure. According to study, the Journal of Health and Social, sex of good quality can reduce the risk of high blood pressure in women. They say sex was effective as a water pill used to reduce blood pressure by removing extra fluids from your system. So, as I sip my tea on that, the study has shows that. So, women, goddess, queens, those who have built up animosity, built up pressure, blood pressure at that, built up fluids, need to cry like a water bag and let the fluids out. I kid you not. As you see, the studies have shown that sex do help reduce them type of symptoms. So, let's make sure we have sex, clean sex, positive sex with the utmost positive men that you truly love in your life, and let's not commit and make soul ties. Let's try to stick to one and not many. And those who use many, please use protection.
What is the tea?
A woman in Indiana holds a dryer repairman at gunpoint after he rejected her warranty. Her machine was under warranty, according to court documents, but he could not honor it because it was not under the warranty of the company he was working for. He had dismantled it and took it all apart, and she was like, "I need my dryer. Can you put it back together?" And he was like, "I'm sorry, I do not work under them circumstances, especially if your dryer is not under warranty with our company." So basically, she took her gun out, shot at him, and now she's in jail. So we will continuously have to keep up with that story to see what happens with that. But if you really wanted your clothes dry, all she had to do was take it to the darn dry laundry mat. She ain't have to pull out the damn gun. But you know what? It's a lot of things that's taking place. I wouldn't even be surprised when it's not fun when the rabbit got the gun. Now, my tea is just about out. I just want to thank all of you for being a part of my podcast. And we're going to continuously sip on this tea. Now, if you're not sipping on this tea, you sipping with me, whatever you sipping on. Continuously have a great day, great night. And if you don't have one, make it. Now let's sip on this tea with honey. Tea!